the Saturday Light Brigade, and we have a pop-up segment here from our Youth Expression series, and I'm surrounded. You know, early this morning I mentioned I've got a little frog in my throat today. I feel fine. Using all the actor's tools, maybe these guys can give me tips to try to keep my self able to talk. So it's good. I've got five co-hosts that can help me save my throat here a little bit from Pittsburgh Musical Theater. The Little Mermaid is going to be opening up in just about 5 days. January 22nd is the date. I am going to turn it over to you guys and let you introduce yourself and say hello. We'll start with you, Nick. And you can just sort of, you guys know the drill. I'll just sort of stay here and try not to cough.
Hi, my name is Nick Cortazzo. I am a sophomore at Baldwin High School in the Baldwin Wright Hall School District, and I'm 15.
And what do you play in the play? What's your
role? I am in the ensemble, and then I am also a sailor and seagull understudy.
Hi, I'm Jessica Ortiz. I go to Nock High School, and I'm a junior, and I'm 17 years old. And I will be playing a Mercister in this show.
Hi, my name is Matthew Fedoric. I'm 13, and I am an 8th grader at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. And I play one of the flounders in our show, and when I'm not flounder, I'm in the ensemble.
I'm Brecken Farrell. I'm in 7th grade at Nock Middle School, and I play flounder also alongside Matt. And when I'm not flounder, I'm in the ensemble.
I'm Elena Doino. I'm a sophomore at Taylor Alderdice, and I am a sea creature.
So can somebody tell me the basic plot, without spoiling it, of The Little Mermaid?
Well, this is a classic Disney tale about Ariel, a little mermaid, and she lives in the kingdom with her father, King Triton, and her mer-sisters and a bunch of mer-people and sea creatures. And one day, there is a shipwreck, and she saves a prince from drowning, and that's where she falls in love with a human, which is forbidden. And she goes to the sea witch Ursula and trades her voice for a pair of legs, and I guess I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, gosh. That's a tough choice you have to make, right? Are you going to have a voice?
Yeah.
Or are you going to have a pair of legs? I wouldn't mind giving up my legs right now. If that would Actually, I'd certainly think I would. So you guys all saw probably this musical growing up, I would guess.
Yeah.
So it's got to be a lot of fun to play it and to get ready for it. What are there some particularly interesting scenes or actions that you really like about this production, Brecken?
Well, we actually use heelys, which are shoes with heels on the heels, or wheels on the heels, and to like kind of look like we're swimming on the stage, so we kind of glide across the stage, and it looks really cool.
Wow, and do you move your arms as you do it? Or?
Well, like Ariel has to look like a mermaid, you know, and she has to do these little arm-like things. And the youngest in our production is actually 7 years old, and she plays a seahorse.
That's...
So there's a lot of young kids and students, and so...
That's cool. What are they called? The shoes again? They're
Heelys.
That had to be hard to, or was it not that hard? You guys probably all are pretty good at movement and dance. Was it difficult to Elena to get to use these things? Do you use them?
I don't use them in the show. Ariel and two of the eels use them in the show, and it looks really cool, but they did have to start practicing really early to get used to the movement and the walk roll on your heels.
Wow, what are some of the other aspects of the show that people might want to know about?
There's some really cool things at the end without spoiling anything with Ursula that I would really look forward to.
And how about the age range? It's probably suitable for anybody, right, I would think?
Yeah.
And the run dates, it's at the Byam Theater opening on January 22nd through February 1st, right?
Yep, and we actually added a Saturday matinee on January 30th, 31st at 2 o'clock, and this is the first time we've ever had to do that for a show at PMT, and that's the best available seats.
Congratulations. That's fantastic. Now, are there seats available for the other performances
too? Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's great. So what's new at PMT? There are some student-directed pieces still taking place. Can you tell me about this?
So we have one more Alice in Wonderland show left, and that is today at the Gargaro Theater at 12 o'clock. And then we take a couple weeks off, and we are going to do Tales on Tour. So we go around to Carnegie Libraries and put on a show, and this year it is Peter Pan. And then our show dates are March 7th to the 28th on Saturdays.
Now, who can tell me what it was like to get involved with Pittsburgh Musical Theater? There might be people listening who either have kids or are kids that want to get involved. You've got somebody as young as 7, you mentioned, in this production. Pittsburgh Musical Theater is also growing. It's been here for such a long time, but their facility in the West End is undergoing expansion. What's it like to get involved? How would you go about it? I'll just throw it over to any of you.
I've been here for 3 years. One of my teachers actually told me about it. He told me it's a great school to learn all about musical theater, and I really want to pursue this as a career. So I thought, yeah, this sounds great. And I've been there since I was a freshman in high school, and I love it. It's great. It's amazing learning facility for kids.
That's Jessica. How would your life be different without it? I mean, do you have these opportunities at your school or in your community?
Yeah, we have high school musicals at my school, but I typically do the professional shows and the conservatory shows at Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And I mean, the opportunities are truly endless for students there. It's amazing.
Anybody want to add something else?
This is actually our 25th anniversary of PMT, so it's continuing to grow and get larger each year.
That's a long time. did all of you know you wanted to do something like this when you were really little?
Yeah.
No.
No? What? Tell me about you, Nick.
I originally wanted to work at Kennywood. That's what I wanted for my career. And then in sixth grade, I just...
Not as a performer, though. What did you want to do at Kennywood?
Just work at the rides. You know.
it's a nice dream.
And then in sixth grade, I auditioned for my middle school musical, and I got the part I wanted, and I really liked it, so then did that for 2 years, and then came to Pittsburgh Musical Theater when I was in eighth grade.
How did you find out about it?
I had a friend from my school that went there. She doesn't go to PMT anymore, but she took me, and I met all her friends, so.
Now, I saw a lot of other nodding heads. I don't think we've heard too much from Matthew yet. Did you feel the same way?
I didn't really want to get into theater until I was 7. My grandmother took me to see a performance of Disney's The Lion King, and that's when I immediately fell in love with theater. And Disney musicals are my favorite. That's why I'm so honored and thrilled to be in this show. But yeah, ever since I was 7, it's been a dream, and I've just been living it ever since.
That's great. Anybody else with some comments about how you got involved? Elena, you got involved pretty early, right?
Well, I've been singing since I was very little, but I never really got into theater until my voice teacher just recommended it. She said, oh, this is a really neat program. You might like it. And so I tried it, and I've never left.
That's great. Now, Taylor Alderdice, I know as a good musical program. Do you get involved in their shows as well? It's probably hard to do both, I would think.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard with that because, you know, it's a balance between PMT and school musical theater. And I've chosen PMT because I feel it's more fulfilling and I have more friends there. And I feel that it is more beneficial in the long run. Like, it's more about training and education in musical theater as opposed to just like, oh, let's do a show because we're high school. So
that's good. One thing I don't think we've ever talked about are the behind the scenes aspects, crew, lighting, set building. Are students involved in that as well?
Yes, sometimes. I know I've assistant stage managed several shows. I did that for Tarzan last year. And it's really interesting to sit on the other side of the table and sort of play opposite the actors. You know, like, you understand the behind the scenes, and then it's a lot easier to appreciate it when you're on stage, because then you know what's going on backstage and how much work it takes.
And also with our program Tales and Treats, the students get to work in all over the place. So we have actors, and then we have people who are directors, and then set creators. And so we get to be able to learn all that stuff with Tales and Treats.
Brecken, anything you'd like to add?
I was just going to say that when we were talking about classes, if you want to try out classes, there's the second semester coming up, and in the summer we have summer musical theater, which you can sign up, and there's classes offered from 2 to 18 years old, and you can do classes and do shows with your age group, and it's really fun. So if you want to try PMT out, and then maybe come in the fall next year.
Another great program that we have, it's for high school sophomores and seniors. We finally brought it back this year. Elena and I are both in it. It's the pre-college program. So we go to PMT from 1:30 to 5 every weekday and take classes. So we get dance classes, acting classes, voice and speech. There's an array of classes that it really helps us if you want to go into musical theater as a career.
Wow, so you go through your regular school day, and then after lunch or after whatever period, you get to go to PMT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
And then we have rehearsal, so.
And you can do that in your senior year and.
Sophomore to seniors.
The whole range, 9th yep. through 12th grade. That's pretty great. And I didn't know that you could just choose to take a class just to see what it's like, or to take a summer program without necessarily committing. That's one thing I've always sensed about Pittsburgh Musical Theater is, while a lot of people that get involved are aspiring adult actors or musical theater professionals, you still have folks that want to major in other things, right, once they choose to do other things. Are all of you thinking of musical theater or acting? Any outliers, so to speak?
Well, I'm going to be auditioning for college within the next year, so I've pretty much set my heart to this, and I've made my decision that I will be going to college for musical theater. And I'm already looking at some colleges such as CMU, Penn State, University of Cincinnati, and just all these schools to choose from.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite yet?
I don't really want to say, but I have about 10 different schools that I'm looking at right now. And I have some visits next month and, you know, for the rest of the year, and it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And anybody else looking at schools?
No.
A little early for the rest of you.
Well, actually, just the other day in the pre-college program, we were talking about colleges because we have two seniors and four juniors. And so, you know, some of us are applying to college and getting accepted right now, and some of us haven't really started thinking about it, but one thing that's really great about PMT is every senior who's there gets assigned a mentor. So they have someone to go to at PMT who is an adult and who knows how to do these things. They can go to them and ask for advice or help with college and things like that.
And it's really great because that's not just for musical theater. It's if you want to major in anything, they'll help you through the entire process.
That's great. We just have about 2 minutes or so left. I'm sure there's some things that I haven't asked you about, or is there anything else that we should cover?
After Little Mermaid, to continue our sensational season, we have Young Frankenstein playing from March 5th through the 15th at the Byam. And then our teens are doing a production of Avenue Q from April 2nd to the 4th at the Gargaro Theater. Anyone else want to add to that? I feel like I'm taking up the whole season.
The preteens will be performing Legally Blonde Jr. And our show, April 9th through Oh, wait, I'm looking at the wrong, sorry. April 23rd through May 3rd is Peter Pan at the Byam Theater.
And then for tickets, you can go to pittsburghmusicals.com, trustarts.org, or call 412-456-6666.
You guys, you should host the show, the rest of the show. Let me rest up. I'll do all the controls. Young Frankenstein's going to be pretty cool. You guys have to be very – has that been cast yet?
No.
That's going to be pretty exciting, I would think.
Show.
So look for Pittsburgh Musical Theater, the production of The Little Mermaid, opening January 22nd, running through February 1st, pittsburghmusicals.com, the website. And good luck. I'm glad you were able to come down so early this morning, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks to each of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.